Planning a trip to Europe? Well, plan for uncertainty. Yesterday, the European Union took the U.S. off of its COVID safe list of countries where citizens can enter the EU with no testing, no quarantines. But these changes are not binding, so every EU country will make its own decisions. Seth Kaplan is here to deliver some clarity on all of this. He's our transportation analyst at Here and Now. And Seth, yes, please clarify, how has life changed for Americans going to Europe?
Or at least try to deliver some clarity, Scott, right? It is, as you have said, a very much a moving target. And this new ruling by the EU doesn't change anything per se, but it is likely to result in other changes. And that's because this is a recommendation by the European Union. Officially, each country makes its own decisions. So you have countries like Germany, let's say, which were already stricter than others, which already had some restrictions. But the EU has a list of what it considers safe countries. That list is now down to 17. And as you said, the headline, the United States no longer part of that list. It dropped several countries, including Israel and Lebanon, for example, based on rising case levels in those places. And so whereas previously a U.S. citizen could, for the most part, go to most European countries and if they were fully vaccinated, not have an issue with quarantines and so forth, that may no longer be the case.
All right. So let me ask you about the vaccination status question then. If I'm an American going to Europe, with these changes, as kind of muddy as they are, does it make my life easier if I'm vaccinated?
Easier if you're vaccinated. Easier is not to say easy, and that's what might be changing here. Yeah, so, and you want to check country by country. If you have a particular country in mind, you want to check, because even previously, you know, if you were vaccinated, and if you wanted to take a quick trip to one of those stricter countries, Germany, let's say, it might not have been worth going there because you might have had to quarantine the whole time. Now, depending on what those individual countries decide, that could expand to more of them. So you want to check specifically, and it's going to depend a lot on how long you want to go. And the shorter the trip you're thinking about, the more likely that it's just not going to be worth it because of any quarantine restrictions, even if you're vaccinated. Although, as you said, better to be vaccinated than not.
Yeah. Wow. And so as far as the tourism industry in Europe, of course, I mean, the tourism industry everywhere took a massive hit during this pandemic. With these new restrictions, with the Delta variant, you know, what is the outlook now for this industry?
Well, it's as uncertain as ever. It did seem a couple months ago like we were at an inflection point where everything was just going to kind of keep getting better, right? Maybe not at a constant pace, but generally better. And that very much is not the case anymore. You can look at various indicators, international travel, travel within countries. In the U.S., for example, U.S. airlines have been cutting their schedules this fall back to where, you know, a few months ago, it looked like this fall might look a lot like 2019. It's still going to look better than 2020, but it's not going to look very much like 2019. And that's because airlines have seen their bookings decline. Generally speaking, as people get concerned about COVID, that impacts air bookings more than car bookings. Although the firm Arrivalist, which tracks auto trips, says that those two are down. In fact, they tell me that every country in America, with one exception, had less auto travel, fewer road trips last weekend than back in 2019. The one exception to that, Scott, Louisiana, as people there, started to get out ahead of Hurricane Ida.
Yeah. All right. Well, clear as we can be. Thanks much to Seth Kaplan, our transportation analyst at Here and Now. Much appreciated.
You got it, Scott. Thank you.